And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade, brought to you by Procter & Gamble. You know, if I could drop in and visit all you folks, I think I'd pick Sunday night. Don't you think that's about the homiest night of the whole week, huh? Why, I can see you there now, all sitting around the supper table, just waiting to pitch into all those good things to eat. And say, maybe there'd be a great big layer cake waiting on the sideboard. Maybe one of those three-layer cakes with lots of luscious cream filling. And maybe a maple walnut icing on top. Sound good? And I certainly hope you'll make that layer cake with new SureMix Crisco. You see, new SureMix Crisco is the result of the greatest shortening discovery in 29 years. And what will it do for your cakes? Well, listen. New SureMix Crisco can make your cakes higher and lighter than any other home shortening we ever heard of. And they'll be tenderer and better eating, too. Now, how's that for cake news? Doesn't it make you want to start mixing up a cake with this new SureMix Crisco right away? And just wait till you see how this amazing new shortening picks up all your other cake ingredients and blends with them more thoroughly, more completely. Why, you've never seen a batter like this before because we don't know of any other shortening that can give you this wonderful cake batter that doesn't separate or become grainy. Ah, it's going to do your heart good to see the silky, smooth SureMix Crisco batter. Why, you just know a creamy cake batter like that means better eating cakes. And listen to this. We made baking tests, hundreds and hundreds of tests, with many different shortenings. And they definitely prove these smoother Crisco batters can make cakes higher, lighter, and tenderer. Yes, and better eating than cakes you can make with any other household shortening. So be sure and keep new SureMix Crisco on hand, won't you? And serve your family lots of Crisco cakes. It's my guess there's no dessert they'd rather have. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook, all by himself. Mr. Gook is established at the library table, sorting through a pile of official-looking documents. We surmise he's doing a spot of office work at home. His labors are interrupted now, however, by a voice from the kitchen. Listen.
Vic?
Hi, Jay.
Mr. Donahue got the new job.
Did he?
They called up from the roundhouse with the news only about 10 minutes ago.
You may tender my congratulations and best wishes to Pa Donahue. You may also...
Listen, can I bother you a minute?
All right, Ed.
Excited as a horse.
Who, you?
Yeah. Isn't it grand, though?
Enchanting.
This is a step up they've been waiting for years. Traveling Inspector of Locomotives.
Quite a fancy title.
Been on pins and needles the last 6 weeks wondering whether they'd get the position or not. Didn't hardly dare let themselves think about it for fear they'd be disappointed.
Well,
I was puttering around in the kitchen and went out on the back porch to shake my mop. Miss Donahue was standing in her pantry window rapping on the glass to beat the band. Made wild motions for me to come running over. Well, I scooted across the backyard and she met me at the door with the big news. Boy, is she walking on air.
Donahue home?
Yeah, upstairs, changing clothes. She told me all about it in whispers. See, he don't want an enormous big fuss made. He's going to go right along about his business as though nothing had happened. Pretty soon we'll see him start off to work. I want to keep watching out the window so we don't miss him. He won't be wearing overalls, Vic. He'll be wearing a blue serge suit and a derby hat. He's got a Kansas City freight drag at 4:45.
Kansas City freight drag?
Yeah.
Well, if he's all through being an engineer, how comes he has
to take a... Oh, he still rides trains and all. Only instead of being the engineer with his hand on the throttle and his head stuck out the window, he loafs around in the cab sitting on a camp chair. He's the inspector, see?
Mm. I'm a...
He's the monster's big inspector. Watches the gauges and meters and trash.
Who's home?
Keeps track of the steam. Checks up on the coal.
Mm.
Gives orders. Hey, you fireman, you, shovel out some ashes. Mr. Engineer, toot your whistle.
Sure.
Grand.
How do you do, people?
Hi, Sam.
I enter my home and holler greetings, and nobody pays the slightest bit of attention to me. I expect civilization.
Willie, step over to the window and watch for Mr. Donahue.
Is Mr. Donahue?
He'll be leaving the house directly to go to the railroad, and I don't want to miss seeing him. Scoot along. Holler the minute the door opens. He'll be wearing a blue serge suit, Vic, and a derby hat. Bought him over 6 weeks ago. Just on the chance he'd get the job.
Hmm.
You ought to hear her. Running around like a chicken with its head off. See, he don't want any fuss made. He wouldn't have liked her to motion me over the way she done. We stood there in the kitchen doorway and she told me the news in whispers. Some whispers. The roundhouse just telephoned. It's gone through. Traveling inspector of locomotives. Effective immediately. Oh, boy.
Well,
anything new next door, Willie?
No. What's the idea?
Well, keep watching. Holler the minute he steps out on the porch.
What's the idea?
Leave, I'll telephone Ruthie.
Mm.
She'll want to know.
Mm.
Shall I? I expect you're ready to bite my head off, bothering you in the middle of your work this way.
I'm all through with the worst part.
Oh, call her then, huh?
Sure.
What's the idea, man?
You'll have to be still, Sonny. I'm going to telephone. 2572X, please. She may be downtown.
Mm.
I know there's a wash rag sale on at Hamilton's. Ruthie generally takes advantage of every wash... Donahue's?
Yeah.
Come on, Vic.
Oh, sure.
Mr. Donahue coming out on the porch?
Mr. and Ms. Donahue both.
Hurry up, Vic.
Okay.
Mr. Donahue's all dressed up.
Derby hat, blue serge suit?
Yeah, looks like he's...
One side, Willie. Give a person room.
There's plenty of
and
room.
And don't scotch your face out through the curtains where they can see you. Vic, why don't you...
I'm come right here.
Oh. Willie, move.
Gee whiz, an individual...
Yes, sir. Derby hat and blue serge suit.
Very spiffy.
Don't he look nice?
Yeah.
Look, she's detaining him on the front porch. Probably realizes we're watching out the window and wants to give us a chance to get our eyes full. That's what she's doing, Vic. Detaining him.
Hey, what's the idea of all this?
Rush, you're not so big you need to take up the whole creation. Get them elbows down. Sure, she's detaining him.
Mm.
What's the idea of all this?
Donahue just got promoted.
Yeah?
He's a monstrous big traveling inspector of locomotives.
Glad to hear it. Always glad
Stay
to learn.
Stay back, will you? We don't want to be caught staring our heads off.
Telephone's ringing.
Probably Bluetooth Johnson. Bluetooth threatened to call me.
Probably Ruthie. I'll get it. Her phone rang when I called him indigo, and she most likely had a notion it was me.
This new job pretty snappy, Mr. Donahue's got?
I guess it is. Rides around on engines, wearing good clothes, and bawling out the firemen.
Hello?
He'll get them good clothes dirty, won't he?
I imagine so. Your mother tells me he's going to Kansas City on a freight drag this very afternoon.
And get that derby hat full of coal dust.
He can't hardly miss.
Where'll he sit down? They only got two seats in locomotives, one for the engineer and one for the fireman.
But Donahue lounges back in that camp chair.
Goodbye. I'd enjoy a job like that myself. I'd enjoy riding around.
Yeah.
I told Ruthie I'd call her back.
Mr. and Ms. Caller looking out their front window.
So they are.
Is Miss Donahue still detaining her wonderful big traveling inspector of locomotives on the porch for the neighbors to see?
Yeah.
Give a person some space, Willie.
Mm.
And keep back of the curtain. Looks awful nosy, three people all jammed in the window staring at the family next door.
Mr. and Ms. Caller staring out their window.
Yeah?
Stovepoker just called my attention to this.
I say they are.
Miss Elders, too. I can see your silhouette.
Yes, sir. Vic, you know what I bet?
I
bet Miss Donahue telephone calls and elders. Bet she telephoned them and told them to keep an eye out for her wonderful husband with his derby hat and blue serge suit.
Don't sound like exactly the kind of thing Ma Donahue'd do.
Oh, no, but she's so excited. Not quite herself. I'll just bet anything she telephoned around. Far as that goes, I wouldn't be surprised by what she phoned Hushers also. Probably the neighbors all up and down Virginia Avenue are watching out their window.
Could be.
Just look how she's detaining him on the porch there. See how restless he is, hopping from one foot to the other. He's in a sweat to be off to the roundhouse, and she keeps talking to him. Well, I'll bet $9,000 she's got the neighbors primed to get an eyeful of her big, enormous traveling inspector of locomotives.
Well, I got my eye full enough. I've got to get back and finish my work.
Notice the lovely shoe shine he's got? Lovely shoe shine, derby hat, blue serge suit. Boy, is he the cock of the roost.
Off to the roundhouse. Padanyu is at last shaking himself free of his wife's clinging hands is on his way to the roundhouse.
Yep, there he goes.
Kansas City or bust.
Hey, you fireman, you. Shovel in more coal. Toot your whistle, Mr. Engineer. How many times does a person have to tell you? Oh, I think it's grand. Straighten that curtain, Willie.
Okay.
Peachy increase in his pay and no more overalls. When he gets back from Kansas City, let's invite him over for supper. Give him kind of a halfway little celebration.
Okay.
Good idea? You should have heard her whisper in my ear over in the kitchen a while ago. The roundhouse just now telephoned. It went through. Traveling inspector, locomotive. Effective immediately. Well, I'll phone Ruthie.
I'll get back to work.
Don't sneak off, honey.
I'm not.
Just a plot for groceries. 2572X, please. Yes. I feel so good for Mr. and Ms. Donahue. They're fine, fine people. Deserve everything they get. Hello, lady? Guess what?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. There we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Say, if you'd like a sparkling new idea for your next luncheon party, try Crisco's Shrimpies. That's right, Shrimpies. Now, here's the recipe. Mix a regular corn fritter batter and add 1/2 cup of chopped shrimp for each 12 fritters. And when you start frying, press a whole shrimp in the top of each fritter before turning them over. The Shrimpies will be crisp and tender and digestible. They'll keep their own natural flavor and taste grand if you'll just fry them the Crisco way. And say, it's real news what SureMix Crisco does for your cakes. Why, we made baking tests with many different shortenings, and these tests prove that new SureMix Crisco cakes can be higher, lighter, tenderer, and better eating than cakes made with any other household shortening we know of. Now, of course, no shortening we know of comes to you purer, fresher, or creamier than new SureMix Crisco. So get an economical 3-pound can today and use it for all your baking and frying.